Good morning. It's 8:27 a.m. on Sunday, December 30th, 2018. I gotta put this in my pocket. I get my gold back on. It's a little chilly this morning. The thermometer outside my back door said 20. The official Greeley temperature is about 10. I am dressed for the weather. It is a Long John's day. I'm only wearing two shirts under my parka, so I still have a little bit of chilliness across my back and shoulders. But I worked up a bit of a sweat, so it's not terrible. My mustache is freezing to my face. So good morning. It's been a while. It's been since the solstice, which was a week ago. The day after the solstice. And I've been really spotty this month. It's been hard to get out of my own way in the morning. I haven't been sleeping well. I think last night was the first night I got a solid 8-hour night of good sleep for I don't even know how long. I was only able to do that because I started getting ready to go to bed around 9 o'clock. It took 2 hours. That was dumb. So I got a couple more days, today, tomorrow, and then January 1st. And starting January 1st, I'm going to change up my business a little bit and try to remember to get up in the morning and write two sprints, two 25-minute sprints. I need to get Cape Grays off the table so I can move on to Barbarian. I also need, probably today and tomorrow, I need to convert Darkness into paperback. I wanted to have that out by Christmas and then realized that was totally impossible. If only because I can't get a paper proof shipped. So as a result, I just didn't do anything, which is dumb as hell, but there it is. So I fessed up to my peccadillo. Oh, feel that sun. Oh my goodness. I just made the corner. Turned east. I'm deep in the neighborhood now, protected by walls on both sides. And the sun is directly in front of me. It's shining full on my whole body. Feels wonderful. Yeah. So what's happened since I talked to you last? Christmas. The usual amount of joy and angst mixed in the frothy cocktail. Equal measures fire and ice. I got what I asked for, which was some new pens for my journal, some new journals for the coming year, and a Skyrim journal, a notebook that I can keep my notes from Skyrim in. It's possible to, you know, change windows and look stuff up online, but I find myself looking up the same stuff over and over again. The thought occurred to me that having a journal where I could keep, you know, what are the things that I can enchant for the skills that I regularly enchant for? What are the potions that I can make up? It's a Ford. An old Ford. So Skyrim is an interesting diversion, and in a lot of ways it's too interesting. I have to take my gloves off. Overheating. So, like Minecraft, I get to a certain point in Minecraft and I just roll a new world, I just start over. It was particularly true in modded Minecraft. You just get to a certain point in the game where, okay, let's try something else. And a lot like Minecraft, something else turns out to be the same thing again. Just on a different map. The Skyrim, you don't get to change the map. The map is always the same. So you do things in a different order. I started playing with character development there, which seems odd, but when you start out, you're really weak. There's not a lot you can do. And one of the first quests they send you on is to release the dragons. Now, the minimum level dragon is way beyond a new player's ability to kill. Unless you have the difficulty setting turned all the way down. And for the last, I don't know, the last 5 months, I've been playing on legendary difficulty. Which means, basically, whatever your damage output is, it only delivers one third of it. And basically, if you get hit, you die. Usually it's the first hit. Sometimes it's the second, but usually it's the first. Get ready, say it with me. Post. So the early days of the game are mostly observed by avoiding anything that smacks of combat. You don't attack anything. You run away from everything. And it's difficult because it's hard to build up the skills you need for, like, archery or weapon skill or even improving your defense. Because in order to improve those, you have to use those. If you don't use them, they don't come up. If you do use them, you die. And whatever you used them for didn't count because you start over from your last save point. So it's an interesting challenge to get tough enough and strong enough to be able to get your skills up. Which means, in the early stages, you kind of have to buy the skills from trainers. And I use the proceeds from alchemy, from brewing potions and poisons, to finance my skill tree. And I lose a lot of opportunities because early on you level too fast. Which just gave me an idea and I may have to start over. First thing I have to do is finish this walk. I took my gloves off and now it's a little too cold. Unzip my jacket. It's definitely too cold. But I was good this morning. 8 o'clock came, and the online temperature said 9 degrees, and I'm like, oh no, 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 I have to go out now. And I checked the thermometer upstairs, and the actual thermometer in my backyard said 20. Barely, but it was 20, so it's like, okay, that's warm enough. And it is, it's lovely, it's beautiful here. It's chilly, but it's frickin' December, for heaven's sake. It's not as cold as it will get, because we'll get sub-zero here before the end of February, I'm sure. But the last book is out, the next book is cooking. I need to be focused on focus. I need to be focused on discipline. I need to stop spending as much time as I am playing. I still have to play. I've discovered that the hard way. If I don't play, if I don't get some gaming time in during the day, it's a problem for my ADHD. 3 geese in a row. I need to remember. How does that make you feel? Because that's important. It's 4 or 5 big skeins of geese sorting themselves out over there. I stopped so this little flock could go overhead. A lot of discussion going on up there about who's going to lead. So, if you missed it, the question that Ishmael asked himself over and over again was actually an Easter egg for, I don't know if it's Civ 4 or Civ 5, Civilization, the game. Where the question appears on the screen. Good morning. Just before the theme song, the Baba Yatu theme song. Baba Yatu. Before the theme song starts. And so he asked himself that question, slightly modified, for shipboard life, and it becomes his touchstone for his, it's not the final leg of his recovery, but the leg of his recovery wherein he is visibly better. He is definitely on the road to healing. He is not over it, but it's the kind of thing you never get over. You just have to learn to live with. And he's learning. Oh, at any rate, I made it. Here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.